This is KNKX News. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe. Two Democrats are vying to fill the open seat in Washington's 10th congressional district. State Representative Beth Dolio is running against former Tacoma Mayor Marilyn Strickland. They're clearly divided on climate change. The 10th district includes nearly all of Pierce County, most of Thurston, and part of Mason. It's a Democratic stronghold where most voters expect some form of climate action. Beth Dolio was an environmental activist before she was elected to the legislature. Speaking in a recent forum, she said this issue is why she's running.
My son said, "Mom, you've got to do this. You are the best person to address climate change, and it's the most important issue to our generation." And he knows that I've been working for over 30 years to address this issue.
Dolio supports the Green New Deal, which calls for shifting the country to all renewable energy in just 10 years. She cites laws she helped craft in the state legislature as necessary experience. Marilyn Strickland says as mayor of Tacoma, she helped the city's utility grow use of solar power and worked on expanding bus and light rail service.
When the Trump administration withdrew from the Paris Climate Accord, I joined 140 other mayors around the country to reaffirm our commitment to doing that.
But Strickland favors slightly less aggressive goals than the Green New Deal, getting the U.S. to net zero emissions electricity production in 20 years. She's come under fire for supporting fossil fuel infrastructure projects such as the liquefied natural gas plant in Tacoma's Tide Flats.
The transition to a cleaner energy economy has to recognize that there are some forms of energy that we have to use now. When we talk about something, for example, like natural gas, that is considered a bridge fuel.
Dolio disagrees. She opposed Tacoma's LNG plant from the start and says it's time to get serious about climate change.
All of that energy that we are putting into building new fossil fuel infrastructure needs to be put into building out a clean energy economy.
The Democrat who wins this seat could tip the scales on climate action in one direction or the other. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.